Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every, like I said, every Sunday. Have we had a Sunday off yet? We don't get Sundays off, do we? Because we're on every Sunday.
We are on there. Every so often you throw in a guest host.
I do. Because I have to.
Because you're a traveling man.
Well, not that much traveling.
Yeah, not really.
Anyway, so welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. I'm Mike Kelly. I'm a realtor. I've been a realtor in Sonoma County since 1978. And that is correct. It's pronounced realtor, not realtor. It's amazing how many syllables people put into a word. No, it's like,
so is this the English?
It's like Joe is like Joe. You can't really screw that up, right? Unless some French person says, oh, Joey? No, it wouldn't have
Joseph?
Well, no, but Joe, if you see the word Joe,
yeah,
right, it's like Joe. Realtor. It's not realtor. People put three syllables in realtor, and it's realtor. So not to be picky, you know.
You never know what you're going to
find.
It's
like Porsche. Come on, you know what? Yeah. You know what? What is this, right? You say tomato, I say tomato. Anyway, let's just call the whole thing off. But I've been a realtor since 1978, which means that's a long time. There's a lot of things.
You got that year down. I'm not sure how long you've been on the show.
That's because my license was back in 1978.
Gotcha. So you still got that on your wall?
Yeah, the radio show is still a total mystery to us. We do not have that. We think it's over 20 years, but
yeah, I would say that's a safe guess.
Yes, okay. So last time we left each other, it was New Year's Eve, right? Yeah. That's right.
It was actually still 2017.
It was. Now here we are in
2018.
Our first show for 2018. And boy, the Rose Bowl was incredible.
That was a good one.
What a game. Of course, Alabama's game sucked, but Alabama won. So I know you're not too happy about that.
No. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go by sports, for me in 2017, except for the Warriors, it was a lost year.
Yeah, basically. There you go. Yeah, the Warriors are kicking butt.
Yeah,
good. Okay, so that's all the sports. Joe does a sports program. You're the engineer for, who are the guys? Mike and Dave or something?
That was close. No, it's Nick and Bob.
So
you're 0-2.
So I'm 0-2.
Yeah. Nick and Bob. But you got the realtor. Right.
I got the realtor,
right.
Thank you. Okay. Anyway, so I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I've been doing this for quite a while. So started doing the show, we think, about 20 years ago. And I guess this will be our 21st year or something like that. But took over from Remax, where I was a broker there, and an agent over there. And from my broker, who was the host of the show. And it turns out my buddy Ross Liscombe told me that this show was initially done by the president elect of the North Bay Association of Realtors when it started. And every year that president would come on and do like a kind of a public announcement kind of thing. And then it somehow ended up in a broker, Ted Horstman, and then he didn't want to do it, so I took it over, and here we are. So, interesting history of the show. Maybe not for everybody else, but kind of for me. But we're going to talk about some sales today. We've had another week to kind of digest what happened in the marketplace, and you know, the December overall was pretty good. It's in relative to past Decembers. December is usually one of those kind of like, not really a throwaway month, but a month where, you know, sales are just not active, because people are doing a whole lot of other things. Let's see, what happens in December? Oh, Christmas, that's right. So shopping, Christmas, New Year's Eve, people are holidaying and all that kind of good stuff. So they're not really looking to get into a home. And but the sales were up, which is kind of cool, over last year. The under contracts are up. and we'll chat about that. The days on the market and the month supply of inventory is just through the floor. So, I mean, we've been seeing that happening, you know, quite a while. Not very many properties on the market currently. We're going to chat about that. We're also going to take a look at those properties that closed over 110% of asking price. Now, that's a big number. So if you sell a property, Joe, 100% would be full price, right? 10%, 110% would be 10% more. So you say you had $1 million property, it would sell for $1,100,000, right? Well, now there are properties, and we've seen it, and you've heard me talk about it on the show before. I started tracking this after we had an appraisal on the show, appraiser who was saying that he's going to be kind of, you know, looking himself at those deals that sell for 110% or more, because I'm going to call those fire sales, literally. There are people that lost their homes who really, really, really wanted to get into a, you know, not just into an apartment, but into a home. They wanted to start all over. Maybe they work in a rebuild. Maybe they had the wherewithal to keep the lot, you know, that they now have because their house burned down, but had the wherewithal to just go out and buy a house. So we have some pretty spectacular sales over 110% of asking, which is a lot of money for an existing property. The classic was the house up in Lakewood, which was on the market for, gosh, I think 1.1, was reduced under $1 million, and then it sold for $1,400,000 just about 2 weeks after the fire. So that's kind of a dramatic, probably the most dramatic number I've seen so far. So we're going to chat about that. Then there's the folks, Joe, who built a tree house. You know, and this, you know, you hear about this happening all the time. And it's usually, well, it's Sally's tree house. I built it for her. And you know, yeah, I know it's 5 stories tall. It's got a, you know, spa and a small kitchen, but it's Sally's tree house. Yeah. But there are some legitimate people that just don't like tree houses. They're not legitimate people, I would say. They're not really legitimate. They have legitimate beefs about tree houses. But there's one couple who actually want to take their treehouse to see if they could keep it to the Supreme Court. Now that to me is a little excessive. You know, I mean, do the courts not have better things to do than to worry about a treehouse? And it's not like it's a treehouse for, you know, for an immigrant population or that it's doing any great good in the world. It's just this funky little treehouse, right? But this couple in Florida decides that, hey, you told us we could do it. And see, this is always the thing with the city. The city tells you could do it. You immediately, if they tell you, well, no, you can't do it, then you immediately think you've been somehow, you know, I mean, and everybody goes, well, the city said I could, so therefore I can. Well, maybe you talk to the wrong person at the city, and it happens all the time. In this case, it turns out the property is located within a city setback. Now, you may think that's no big deal, but unfortunately, what happens with a lot of disputes like this is the neighbor has complained. And it happens with the cute little tree houses you build for the kids in the backyard. And some neighbor is going to say, oh, my God, that place, that tree house is too high. Those kids will fall and break their necks. So I'm going to call the, you know, code enforcement people in the city. Then all of a sudden the city is involved in the process. And now you're off to the races. Well, in this case, the city first gave them permission to do so. And they said, fine. So they built this kind of cool looking tree house. But then somebody complained. Then the city said, oh, by the way, you're in a setback area. So you can't, you know, you can't, when there are setbacks, Joe, you can't build within that setback. Okay. It's just the cities have them all over the place.
What exactly is a setback?
A setback, well, say a setback basically is like an area that the city or the developer has deemed to be used for utilities. It could be they don't want the houses right up against the fence line. So on the side yards, there could be a five-yard setback in the rear yard. It's maybe a 10 or 20, you know, foot setback, which means that from the house, you cannot do anything from 5 feet on the side or, you know, 20 feet on the rear. I mean, you can't you know, build right up against the fence line. So this is the case with this property, but these people are not having any of it. So they're going to the Supreme Court. So you ought to check it out. It's in the PD today. And, you know, it's very nice. It's very cool. It's very alternative kind of looking. But they want to take it to the Supreme Court, which is kind of silly. I mean, really, seriously. I mean, you know, don't take it to the Supreme Court, please. We have other things that need to be dealt with, like offshore drilling across the whole United States.
So what stage are they at?
They're in Florida.
No, I mean, what court have they taken it to?
Yeah, well, they say the Supreme Court. I go in.
Well, there's only one Supreme Court. Yeah, but it doesn't pass one. Don't you have to do a series of things?
Yeah, to the court? So I know.
That case could be around for.
Well, and it also could be that they're just playing it for the max publicity they can. We're going to take it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't even picked it up yet. I mean, no, the Supreme Court will probably say, go away. But they're in the process of filing with the Supreme Court, which I think anybody can do. But I don't know the total process of how it works, but I'm taking you to the Supreme Court, you know? Okay, fine. Good. It's a treehouse. Lighten up, will you? Get rid of the thing. Build it somewhere else. Get another tree. What? Anyway, so we'll take. So that's the first story for today. Aren't you delighted you tuned in the Real Estate Hour? But no, what really happens in these cases is that, you know, anything, I always tell folks, they go, well, this is not permitted. Is there an issue? I go, only if you tick off your neighbor. If you somehow aggravate your neighbor, if you painted a color you shouldn't be painting it, they're going to go online and they're going to check it out and they're going to find out that, oh my God, that little property you built back there, which I've hated because it's lavender, is not permitted. And they're going to call the county or the city, and that's why you're going to lose that. So when we always say, if you have a granny unit that nobody knows about, be very nice to your neighbors, because if somebody doesn't like you next door, they're going to find a reason to call code enforcement. All right. So just keep that in mind, all you illegal unit holders out there. Okay. We'll take a break. Call the numbers are 636-1350. You want to talk to us? You want to ask a question about most anything? Interest rates are looking really, really good, right around 4%. So the Fed is threatening, you know, to do some gyrations. Most of the predictions I've been seeing, they say the rates will be probably in the 4.7 range, or we heard that last year and the year before and the year before that. Now they're sitting at 4%. We'll see how they last. But give us a call, 636-1350, and we'll answer any of those questions we possibly can right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning. Happy New Year to one and all. Welcome to 2018. And hopefully we'll have a robust market in 2018. It should be very interesting. Just the way you can get a hold of us, as we said, is 636-1350. We are broadcasting live at Facebook, so if you want to go on to Facebook and look for the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, you can go on and look at us live and in person, or at least me in live and in person. And you can ask a question through the Facebook page, and Joe kind of monitors that, and he's looking at it right now as we speak. So if you want to go on to that Facebook, it's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on Facebook. Also, you can always do no dumb question at gmail.com, no dumb question at gmail.com, because in real estate, there are no dumb questions. And so just ask away. You can always give us a call, like I said, at 636-1350. I posted some interesting statistics, because I'm a kind of a numbers guy when it comes to real estate, and I put it on our real estate blog, and that's another place you can go and look and see what's going on with the Real Estate Hour, the realestatehourblog.com, the realestatehourblog.com. And I posted some interesting stats on the amount of inventory versus the amount of sales. Now, you've heard us talk about it'd be nice if, we had more building. It would give people the chance to see more multiple properties, have a better choice. You wouldn't have, hopefully, any overbidding. But people tell me, yeah, we'll have more sales too. And what I did is I posted the last 10 years showing just the relationship to inventory versus sales. And I posted this before just with inventory to show you how much inventory we had years ago. So, I mean, Joe, if you pull up the realestatehourblog.com, and if you folks go to that, you'll see the graph. It's, if you go back 10 years, we had a lot of inventory. I mean, when you look at today's inventory, it's that we have 339 active listings as of last night when I ran these numbers. How many were there? 396. Those are active showable listings for a population of like 500,000. It's even worse in some of their areas. I mean, I was reading throughout Palo Alto and the Peninsula, and the inventory there is just absolutely gone. They may have 20 houses to choose from. So in that kind of a marketplace, you're going to see a whole bunch of off-market sales, unfortunately, because agents, get a listing, they got a friend in their company, next thing you know, they're talking to each other and they got a deal. And I think in that critical of a scarcity market, if you put your property on the market, it's going to be just overbid like crazy. So why wouldn't you not want that kind of activity? Why would you not want that outcome to have like 15 offers to choose from? I don't understand people who do not put their property on the market. We're seeing more and more of them. Last year we had 165 off-market sales. And this last year we had 265 off-market sales. I think as a tool, if you're thinking about selling your home, I think you need to ask the realtor you use or the agent you use. Not all, agents or realtors. What is their marketing plan? What are they going to do? How are they going to sell it? What's the procedure like? Are you going to expose it to as many people? Is it going to be in the MLS? Matter of fact, our listing we use now has a whole page basically dedicated to why you should put it into the MLS and maybe perhaps why you shouldn't, not why you shouldn't, but what will happen if you do not put it in the MLS. So, that's pretty critical. But if you look at the sales we have, only 396, our inventory going back 10 years, you'll see if you go to the realestatehourblog.com, it's tremendous 10 years ago. there's just a whole bunch of I mean, like 2,800 houses, something like that. So, but in that, you know, that after the big boom or bust we had, we reduced, but then we picked up again with all the REOs that hit the market. And so we had a huge surge then, but that was quite a while ago. But for the last like 5 or 6 years, the inventory has been very, very skinny. And, but if you look at the sales we had 10 years ago, they were not that more dramatic having all that inventory than they are today with a very skinny amount of inventory. I think the environment in which you wrote offers was a lot different then, because you could actually take your time and maybe look at a house two or three times before you rewrote an offer. You know, there's always those properties that sell quickly because they're either priced perfectly, or they're just a scarcity issue in a neighborhood that rarely comes up. A property will come up and it'll just, you know, you have all these people waiting to get into it. So that always is the case with every market. But back then it was, you know, we had a whole bunch of listings, but, you know, we were not seeing that many more sales. So the sales, you know, we had for December, what the heck did we have for December? Let's see. I'll come back to that. But the sales we had, I think it was in the 300-something number, 350, something like that, which is, it was still above last year at this time. So we're up like about 12%, which is good. So we're seeing, you know, it's still kind of a surging market. I'm as we speak, I'm looking through the sales for the month. Well, hey, dummy, you have the sheet right in front of you, Joe. Huh?
Why don't you look?
Thanks, Joe. That's why Joe's here. You know, why don't you look at your paper, you idiot? So
that's why you printed it out, right?
Yes. What's that?
That's why you printed it out.
Yeah, that's why I printed it out, because I would know that. I would know that, of course. Yeah, we have 354 sales, and it's kind of interesting. The average sales price for those homes that are on and off the market, is right around 100%, just over 100%. But we do have those homes that sell for way in excess of that. When you break out the off-market sales, they're all right around 100%. You don't see the big numbers you have when you have multiple people bidding on property. And if anybody asks you, can you get more money if you put it in multiple listing? Well, you just got to look at the off-market properties, and you got to look at, you know, those homes that have sold through the MLS to see that, yes, you're going to, if you put it in the MLS, you can almost always get a lot of money. Now, I understand people, you know, put them in, keep them off the market for any number of reasons. It could be somebody is ill in the family. Somebody wants to sell to a neighbor, and they don't really want to put it on the market. They want to make sure they get the property. And that's cool. I get it. That's fine. But just remember, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And if you're good with that, then you're good with that. And we're going to tell you that. We're going to say, if you want to do this, just be aware, because our fiduciary duty to you, okay, is one of trust in full disclosure. So if I'm going to tell you, I said, no, you know, ma'am, you could do that. You can keep your property off the market. However, chances are you're not going to get as high as amount of money as you would if you put it on the market. And you're okay with that? Yes, we are. Then sign here, and we have you sign a paper stating that you've been told the reasons to put it in the MLS. Okay, but there's a whole bunch of different kind of realtors and agents running around who feel that's not really a big deal. I refused to buy that. Anyway, so we're going to come back and chat about those sales over 110%. And, you know, some of these are pretty spectacular, Joe. I've been looking at them. There's one that sold for 121%, 123% over asking. That's like 23% more money over asking. That's a big number, man. You know, that's, and you kind of go, you what? You got, but sometimes, you know, some buyers are like that. You have a buyer who's been shut out 10 times in a row, you know, and they're going, okay, what does it take? Well, why don't you try that? What? Okay, let's do that. And that's where you get these big numbers from, okay? Because people say, I got to have that property. I'm tired of getting shut out. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. I've been licensed in 1978. The show's been on for 20 years. Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome to 2018. We'll come back and take your questions, 636-1350, 636-1350, right back after these marvelous words.
News Talk Radio. North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Mac New Hampshire convenience store that sold a winning ticket for the $570 million Powerball jackpot says he's very excited and overwhelmed with so many people today congratulating him. State Lottery Executive Director Charlie McIntyre is there.
We're walking in going, it's not me, it's not me.
The store gets a $75,000 bonus for selling the ticket. No word who bought it. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he's recovering well from the November assault by a neighbor that left him with six broken ribs. Former Trump chief strategist Steve Bannon providing a statement to Axios in the past hour, offering regret for what he said to the author of the book Fire and Fury about the Trump White House, but Bannon does not say that he was misquoted. As the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas kicks off this week, manufacturers are expected to unveil even more voice-controlled devices, speakers, and beyond to start kitchen appliances, washing machines, and other devices. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Rain coming back tonight to end a dry weekend. Today, mostly sunny at 57, 55 on the coast. Overcast and rain tonight, low 40, 43 on the shores. Should have periods of rain tomorrow at 50 degrees, 52 in Bodega Bay. A bit more rain for Tuesday at 55 inland and on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and we are heard, like I said, every Sunday, right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO.com. You can also go to 103.5 or 94.5 FM to check us out. KSRO.com, you can hear our streaming live we have right now. And then Facebook, if you really want to see me. Ta-da! And you can go to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on Facebook. We have a couple of folks on there now checking us out. Dermot, good morning. And I think Jessica or Jeanette's on there. Come check us out. Like us on Facebook. We would appreciate it. We're talking about the luxury home market, the market in general. We're talking about that inventory does not equate to larger sales amounts. Our sales are really not that – we never really had months where we've had, like, incredible amounts of sales. I'm trying to think going back, God knows how many years I've been in the business since 78, where I think the most we ever saw was like maybe 600 or 700 a month, something like that. So, when you look at the sales per year, we are up just a tad over last year. We're up 91 sales over last year, so hardly anything to get really excited about. It's in the right trend, which means it's going up. But I think a lot of that could have just been the firestorm and what happened after that. We saw this huge surge in buying for the time of the year where we don't really see it. So I think that could have been the reason why we had those extra sales. But because it was going along pretty much like, you know, this is what we had last year. We did break over 500 sales this year, I think a couple of times for the month of the year before. We didn't have any. That was, the first year we didn't have over 500 sales in any one month. So we've gone up a little bit. The medium home price is still, you know, jaunty jolly going on its merry way. It's about $672,000 now, you know, which is up, you know, about 13% over last year. Remember, guys, the medium home price is not something you really want to hang your hat on. It just kind of is indicative of, you know, where the market is. And if you have a very scarce marketplace, that medium home price is basically going to jump around because you don't have that many listings being sold to give the market a true flavor. So when it's like 672, people would say, oh, another world's record for medium home price in Sonoma County. It's we didn't have that many sales to really make it, in my opinion, relevant. Now, some people will argue with me and say, well, that's the market's the market, Mike. That's the market for the month. And you're right. That is the market for the month. It just shows you that there's more, you know, properties being sold in the upper end. And that's fine. I get that. But, you know, as far as a consumer is concerned, you know, there's all sorts of other indices that you can use that track real sales and will tell you, you know, most of the market looks like in the state of California, like about 6% over last year, which is, you know, still, these are very nice numbers when you look at the overall country. I mean, folks, you know, I had friends of mine who said they're moving to Tennessee and they're moving to the Midwest because they lost their homes. And I'm going, okay, well, I mean, and they say, look what I bought for, you know, $150,000. You know, they got like 3,000 square feet. It's brick. It's on 2 acres, you know, or something like that. And I say, okay, but you know what? In 10 years, it's going to be worth $115,000. They just do not have the rapid appreciation that California has. They're much more stable to the point of stagnation. I mean, there are some towns in the Midwest where, you know, they need people. I mean, I remember reading years ago about one town in the Midwest that was losing people so fast, they were giving away free lots. The city had foreclosed on these lots because of taxes. Nobody was there to pay their taxes. They had left the town, and they go, we need population here. They were saying, look, here, take our lots, please. You know, and they're actually giving away free lots. I wouldn't be surprised in some areas. It's very similar to that. And by free, you know, it's really interesting, Joe. If you ever watch American Picker, it's really cool. It's about these two guys that go out and they go to these obscure towns and find these incredible barn finds. They'll find a warehouse full of stuff, you know. And every time they're doing this, they talk to these collectors who own these huge barns. These huge factories, right? And they have all their stuff in it. And I'm going, how do they afford to buy it? Then you realize that in those towns in the Midwest, okay, and really in the you know, the beltway of the country, those buildings are worth nothing anymore. You can literally get them for 10 or 15 or 20 grand, and you've got this huge, cheap warehouse you can put all your stuff into. But that's the way kind of it is in the Midwest and in the South. Now, the South, parts of the South have been going up about, you know, about 3 or 4% a year, which for them is pretty, you know, pretty outrageous. But it is a very attractive alternative for a lot of the people who lost their homes in the fire here, especially if they were thinking about retiring. They're thinking, okay, what do I want to rebuild a house? I'm not going to rebuild a house. I'm going to keep the lot. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to move. You know, either a lot of people are just going into retirement homes or buying smaller single family houses with their insurance money. Now they're going to have a lot for sale. And we're seeing that because we've had a whole bunch of lots coming on the market in Coffee Park and up at Fountain Road in the Northeast in general, by Larkfield and Wickiup. You know, the Fountain Grove lots are not moving as quickly as the Coffee Park properties. The Coffee Park properties are just, you know, briskly being purchased. So it should be a very interesting spring you know, when these people finally get their foundations in and can start a building, it'll be fun to see how many people are being built by, say, Gallagher or APM Homes, or how many are being built by smaller contractors. I know there's one guy, the first guy who actually is in, you know, building, framing his house in Coffee Park. And the reason that is because he was able to keep his foundation. Now, a lot of people didn't have the wherewithal or the, you know, the experience to go out and get a, you know, someone to come in and check out their foundations before FEMA went in there and ripped them out. But this gentleman, you know, decided, no, I'm going to check it out first. And then I think they independently cleaned their lot and, you know, but they were able to keep their foundation, which is going to save them a ton of money. And they're actually in framing and going through. So, but everybody else, I think foundations were removed. But those people who were able to keep their foundations, you can start building right now when you get the permit and your plans checked. So that's kind of a cool thing to see. So the first house is underway in Coffee Park. There was a good article about it in the PD, which is good. Good. We want to see that. We want to see, you know, them starting to rebuild there. But it's going to be a long haul. You know, I think it might be shorter than what we thought initially. I think a lot of people were thinking, well, you know, it took us 5 years or 6 years to build Fountain Grove out. It took us, you know, Coffee Park. How many years did it take to build that out? To my reply to that is, look, with Coffee Park and with Fountain Grove, you were selling to new buyers. Okay, you were in a new marketplace. A lot of builders won't go out and put a whole bunch of foundations in the ground, you know, or they will, but they will put prices on these properties until the next year because those prices could have gone up. So they're not going to be building everything all at once. They're going to be building it out, number one, with what their crews can afford to, or not afford to do, but what their crews can actually physically, you know, output, you know, a property. But the thing is that, look, we're not going to be putting our prices out there for the next 5 years at one price. Well, the thing about, you know, the homes in Coffee Park and in Fountain Grove is that you have ready buyers there. Your market's already there. In the ones that are not going to be rebuilding, that'll be the interesting market to see how those properties shake out. Because it's going to be, you know, if you're sitting there at a certain price and you're, you know, a guy, a contractor who's maybe owns four or five lots, but you're right next to somebody like, you know, APM Homes or Gallagher, who's going to be building probably, you know, at a much quicker pace, probably for less money because they're going to be doing so many of them. There may be some really interesting competition that'll be happening. So I'm looking forward to see what it looks like at the end, because it could be a really interesting subdivision. I mean, you got 1,100 houses over there, and, you know, you could have 20 with this guy and maybe 10 with that person. You know, it'll be interesting how the city deals with all the different design reviews and what they're going to allow as far as something that is, you know, maybe not what it looked like before. You know, and these are individual lots, so there's going to be maybe some issues with CC&Rs and, you know, you have to build your home in conforming to what is there. But right now there's nothing there. So, you know, it'll be kind of interesting to see how it shakes out. And also with the, you know, I'm really looking, not really forward to it, but kind of wondering what's going to happen, especially in Larkfield and in Wickiup. People don't realize that a lot of Larkfield and Wickiup is on septic systems and a whole bunch. I mean, when you drive, if you take River Road exit and you go right to Old Ribbon Highway and Mark West, the corner there, and you look, you know, right up Mark West Road, those homes to the right, a lot of those are on septic systems. You know, so I don't know how the city would allow a brand new house to be built on a septic system that's 40 or 50 years old, which is, you know, in my opinion, woefully inadequate for what it's supposed to be doing. There's all sorts of groundwater issues. They also have this whole new groundwater you know, study areas they do, especially for the Santa Rosa Plain. So that may come into conflict with that. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. And if they're, I mean, I think they should just let everybody hook up the sewer for a nominal fee because they didn't have it before. And their septic systems, I really think, are inadequate for what they have there. But that's the opinion of Mike Kelly and not that of Keller Williams or the management or ownership of KSRO. Okay, I want to make that clear, Joe. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back more with the Real Estate Hour. We'll get into the million-dollar homes. We sold about 774 of those last year, and I'll kind of tell you where the action is with those. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
The federal immigration chief took aim at Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano on Fox News today, slamming California's new sanctuary law.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. And there's any number of ways you can see, hear, all that kind of good stuff. If you miss this program and you wish to hear it in the future, Joe posts the show on the podcast portion on KSRO.com. And you can go there and look for shows and then come down. You'll see the Real Estate Hour, and then you can pull up this program. Usually is up by the afternoon, right? Something like that?
Usually, yeah. Sometimes quicker than that. It depends on what speed the computer's at.
Yes, yes. All right, so you can always check that out. Then we're on Facebook Live right now. It's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. We'd like you to go on there and like us, please, if you would. And you can tune us in occasionally. And I posted some information on the Facebook page and also on the realestatehourblog.com. The realestatehourblog.com is our official blog for the show. And the featured graph for today for the show was talking about, do sales actually increase with more homes for sale? And going back 10 years, I don't see that. So we had a whole bunch of listings, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7 years ago. But as of late, say the last 5 years, inventory has been pretty flat. And sales have not really increased dramatically when we had a lot of inventory. So that's kind of a interesting take on the marketplace. So we're looking at sales for December in excess of 110% of asking. So it's right back to the numbers we had in October. The October we had 18. In December we had 19. The high of the month was in November, where we had 37 properties that sold in excess of 110% of asking. So we're getting back to, you know, now we're back to 19, but that's still pretty dramatic. I mean, it still shows, you know, people that really, you know, really want a home, they're going to bid on it. The highest, I think, I have 121% of asking. Let's see, I think that is probably the record for the month. I'm just going through this long list. And we know we have 123% get sold. Oh, here's one. 129% property was listed for $695, Joe. This is crazy. Wackadoodle. $695 sold for $903,000. Yeah. You want to say a little louder, Joe?
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. That's kind of a wow price, you know, especially when it's in that kind of a context because, you know, you're trying to get that house. Maybe you come in at I don't know, maybe you come in at $750, right? And you're thinking, okay, that's $55,000 over the asking price. But somebody comes in and blows you out of the water, not at $900,000, but $903,000. So, whoa. So that's kind of an interesting number. So that's kind of the big one for the month. So, and you know, and it's not like it happens with the kind of frequency where, you know, you'll be blown out of the water for everything you're trying to overbid on or everything you're trying to bid on. But if it's that one area where everybody wants to be, and this was a community in Windsor, and, you know, people want to be in some of those communities in Windsor real bad. And if you have your insurance money and if you really, 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 really want to have a home, you know, you're going to pay what it takes to get it. You know, and it I would love to hear that conversation. You know, I mean, well, folks, if you really, really want this house, we need to go, not, you know, not at $750, not at $800,000, you know, not at $900,000, but $903,000. So that's an interesting conversation to have with somebody. You know, I've done a few of those back when the market was absolutely wacky and crazy, and we were doing those kind of numbers on a regular basis, you know, making big overbids. So let's look at the luxury home market. I have to clear my throat for this. The we're looking at the total sales. Like I said, last year we had 4,673 total sales in the marketplace, followed by this year at 4,764 homes. Of those, 295 were sold off market. Last year, only 165 were sold off market. So you can see that number starting to increase. When you look at the million-dollar properties, we had 774, and you know, the year before that, we had 556. So that market is definitely, I mean, because of the appreciation and any number of issues, you know, we're the stock market, things are roaring right along with the economy. You know, we have that wealth effect created, and people are buying upper, you know, tier properties, and especially, you know, in those areas where you would expect it. Now, the Northeast was one of the big leaders for the year. Before the fire, we had almost, you know, 9 months under our belt. So, you know, they sold a lot of properties in that price point. The Northeast area accounted for 148 of those 774 properties. The biggies, okay, the next biggest one after that was Sonoma. And actually, they lead the pack. Sonoma had 181 sales. Medium home price of $1.4 million out of those 774 million-dollar plus properties we sold. So Sonoma is one of those market that is historically always higher. You know, in its you know, Healdsburg is behind that. Healdsburg had 91 you know, sales. So after that, it's pretty much drops dramatically to Sebastopol with 71. And then after that, the next one would be the Southeast area in Santa Rosa, about 56, Petaluma West, 64, Petaluma East, 23. Then the others kind of go further and further down. But that 181 for Sonoma is pretty indicative of their marketplace. You know, they it's closer to the city. You know, it's got the square, guys, and everybody wants that beautiful Sonoma Square. They want to be able to get near that. They want to be able to hang out there. They want to take their friends there. They want to be involved with that whole wine culture and the whole foodie thing and all that kind of good stuff. And it's really a lot closer. I mean, consider it, right, Joe? I mean, Healdsburg, you got to come up 101 out of the city, which is just miserable. But Sonoma, you can zippity-doo-dah. You know, 37 right over, and you're right into Sonoma. It's a lot closer than making an extra like 40 minute haul, you know, up to Healdsburg. But Healdsburg still has, you know, the cachet. It's one of the few markets that are, you know, looked at when you look at the whole luxury market in San Francisco. Healdsburg and Sonoma, you know, pull a lot of, you know, folks from that marketplace. It'll be interesting to see what happens next year now that we have, you know, the Tax Reform Act and how that's going to affect people writing off their property taxes, people writing off their mortgage interest deduction, though we do have a substantial amount of these properties sell for cash. When you look at the terms of what these million-dollar properties sold for, like I said, we had 774 for last year. Cash, we had 341. So, you know, not quite half are cash buyers, which means this will always support higher prices because you can, you don't really have to, you know, be looking at an appraisal if you're paying half cash. The deals close a lot quicker. But you don't got to worry about an appraiser hanging over your head telling you what you should be offering on a property. So that could be a reason why these, you know, the median price just keeps increasing. The rest of them were conventional. We had 386 sales that were conventional. And then after that, they're pretty minor, you know, other ways to purchase, private funding, exchanging, this kind of thing. So, you know, you can see that the million-dollar market is very robust in Sonoma County, especially in Healdsburg and Sonoma, followed by the Northeast. Now, obviously, the Northeast area is going to take a major, major hit. So it'll be interesting to see, number one, when it comes to sales next year for million-dollar properties because of the whole Tax Reform Act. You know, there's a cap. Excuse me. Sneeze cuts. Nailed me. Yeah. It kind of catches you really fast. So with the Tax Reform Act, you know, you're up to like $10,000 is the max you can do for state and local tax. And then the whole MID, which is the mortgage interest deduction, that's being challenged and limited. You know, there's different ways. If you have current, you know, loans in place, you may want to talk to your CPA or an accountant to make sure that you're still able to, you know, write off what you had before. The thing that if you refinanced your house and it wasn't for a rebuild on your house or doing work on your house, they're saying you cannot write that off. So you need to talk to your accountant to say, okay, but when is that retroactive? So I can no longer write that off now, or is that first starting in 2018? A lot of these started like at 12, right in the middle of December for some crazy reason. So, but we're trying to get somebody on the show to give us, you know, the definitive look at what's happening, you know, with the Tax Act, with the Tax Reform Act when it comes to real estate. But a lot of people are still very uncomfortable coming on because they still don't know what's going on. So, you know, it's still kind of like being refined, so to speak. And there are people threatening, you know, a lot of blue state governors and are screaming like crazy that they can't, you know, their constituency can't write off our very high property taxes around here, especially in the state of California. You buy $1 million property, your taxes, you know, are going to be $10,000 a year. So, you know, that's a big, big nut. And we're looking at the luxury market. Some of these properties are selling for $3 to $4 million. It'd be nice if you could write that off. So we'll see how that shakes out in the months to come. As soon as we can get someone who feels comfortable, we'll get them on the air for sure. We spoke with our friends at Cromwell Bookkeeping, and they're still shaking it out, so they want to have a little more time to check it out. So give us a call, if you will, if you have any needs for real estate. We'd be glad to help you out. My offline number, my off-radio show number, is my cell phone always, and that's 707-322-8503. 322-8503, and you can pretty much get a hold of me. Also, there's nodumbquestion@gmail.com, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. Hope to talk to you soon. Welcome to 2018. It's going to be a very interesting year, and you're going to keep abreast of it by listening to the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, Joe Pasquini, engineer. We'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com. The Priest.